Hello and welcome to the Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. And we are covering the week of October 26th to November 1st. And this is our last week with our last MLB game of the 2020 season. This is our MLB show, all about the MLB, the Cutoff Man, from the sport straight to the fans. So tune in and have a great time. Then I will tell you about all our news we got going on here. We're going to start with the recap of the World Series and a little bit of a wrap-up, get to the news, some manager hires, and some contract options and negotiations. Talk about some free agency and our MLB nominees for our all MLB team for the 2020 season. And we'll talk about a few teams that maybe didn't have the best seasons this year, but we'll tell you what to look forward to with those teams in the 2021 season. Now that I've let you know what our plan is for this episode, let's get straight to the World Series, which is best of seven. First team to four wins gets to be the champions and claims the commissioner's trophy. All of these games are played at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. This series has had days off, unlike the divisional and championship series in the playoffs this year. This one had 2 days off. Now let's recap this game and I'll do a little wrap up about the World Series. Now time for Game 6. Either the Los Angeles Dodgers clinch or the Tampa Bay Rays force a Game 7. Let's see what happens. The Tampa Bay Rays start Blake Snell, who pitched 5 1/3 innings pitch with 2 hits, 1 run, and 9 strikeouts. The Los Angeles Dodgers started Tony Gonsolin, who went 1 2/3 innings pitch with 3 hits, 1 earned run, and 4 strikeouts. The Rays strike first in the first inning, as Randy Arozarena hits a solo homer for the Rays. The Dodgers don't score until the sixth inning after Austin Barnes singles off of Blake Snell to get on base. Rays manager Kevin Cash makes a controversial decision and takes out this starter Blake Snell, who has been great all game, only allowing 2 hits. The Rays go to Nick Anderson, who gives up a double to Mookie Betts, and Austin Barnes scores on a wild pitch, and this game is tied 1-1. We are still in the sixth, and Corey Seager reaches on fielder's choice, and Mookie Betts scored, and the Dodgers have taken the lead in the eighth inning. Mookie Betts is not done yet, and he hits a solo homer for the Dodgers, make it 3-1. Then Julio Urias pitched 2 1/3 innings to close out the game for the Dodgers, and they win, and they are now your 2020 World Series champs. And Corey Seager has been named the 2020 World Series MVP, and that will conclude the 2020 playoffs. We had some great matches and some competitive series. Now let's wrap it up and tell you all about what was happening. The Dodgers entered this series as the favorite for a lot of people. They had the best regular season record in the MLB this year. They've had a superior offense, which has loads of depth all around. Their pitching has been looking better recently. And this team has more experience in the playoffs and in the World Series recently. With the Dodgers, it feels like they were dominating in some sort of way on every side of the aspect of their team. They had 10 earned runs against Tyler Glasnow, who was a very talented pitcher who started Game 1 and Game 5. When the Dodgers won the series, it didn't feel like it was super close. The Dodgers won Game 1 8-3, and they won Game 3 6-2. A 4-run deficit isn't a huge lead for a lot of teams, but with a team like the Rays, whose offense hasn't been consistent at all, other than Randy Arozarena, that's a good lead for the Dodgers and a big lead. In Game 6, Randy Arozarena went 2-for-4 with a home run, and the rest of the Rays lineup went 3-for-29. Yeah, 3-for-29 with no RBIs and no runs. In this series, the Rays averaged 3.6 runs in those 6 games. So forgive me if it's a little hard to believe that this team can consistently score runs. The moments that sealed the fate for the Rays this playoffs and in the World Series was in Game 4 when the Dodgers scored 5 runs off of Charlie Morton in 4 1/3 innings pitch. Charlie Morton had good stats against the Dodgers when he faced them in 2017 in the World Series. And after that, but the Dodgers, they got to Charlie Morton, and it just felt like it was Blake Snell against the world when it came to the Rays pitching staff. Also, what sealed it for a lot of people was when Kevin Cash made the controversial decision to take out Blake Snell in Game 6 as early as he did, considering how good Blake Snell was doing. The Rays still had some good moments in this series. Game 4 is walk-off, one of the craziest moments in World Series history, and Randy Arozarena had an unbelievable postseason, and he was only recently acquired by the Rays in the offseason in a trade with the Cardinals. Rays bullpen still really good, pretty run down from all those other series, but very talented team, and this was a good series, and the Dodgers do end up winning and being on top, and they claim the Commissioner's Trophy, and with it, they claim the title of World Champions. Now let's talk about our last team to be eliminated this season, saying bye to the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays come into the postseason with the second best record and the best record in the American League from the regular season. Battled a lot of injuries to their pitching staff in the regular season, but throughout they showed dominance with Tyler Glasnow, Blake Snell, Charlie Morton, and Ryan Yarbrough of their starting rotation. Very talented group of pitchers. Their bullpen consisted of Diego Castillo, Pete Fairbanks, and Nick Anderson. Really good bullpen during for most of the season. Their path in the playoffs started with the Toronto Blue Jays, who they swept. Then they faced the New York Yankees, who took them to 5 games in the American League Divisional Series, and the Rays won that. And then they faced the Houston Astros, who took them to a Game 7 in which the Rays were victorious and made it to the World Series, in which the Dodgers' offense got the better of them. And the Rays' starting rotation couldn't go enough innings, which just had a major effect on their bullpen. And the Rays' offense just couldn't produce as well, except for Randy Arozarena playing great in the playoffs. Rays, very talented team, and they have a good chance to make another deep run in the playoffs next season. So bye-bye, Rays. Now let's talk about our World Series champions, the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers are a very talented team with an overwhelming offense consisting of Mookie Betts, Cody Bellinger, Justin Turner, Max Muncy, and Corey Seager. I can go on and on. The Dodgers have a lot of depth in this lineup and in the pitching staff as well. Your starting rotation consists of Clayton Kershaw, Walker Buehler, Julio Urias, Tony Gonsolin, and Dustin May in their bullpen. Has some major improvements this year with the additions of Blake Treinen and Bruce Star Gratterall. These additions help the rest of their bullpen, such as pitchers like Joe Kelly and Kenley Jansen. In their path through the World Series, they swept the Milwaukee Brewers, then they swept the San Diego Padres, and they beat the Braves in Game 7 of the National League Championship Series to make it to the World Series and take it in a Game 6. And they were even able to bounce back in the NLCS against the Braves when they were down. And they came back and were able to claim that and claim the World Series. Now let's get to the news related to the World Series. After Game 6 of the World Series, it was announced that Justin Turner tested positive for COVID-19 and he was removed during Game 6 of the World Series. Turner was isolated. After that, the Dodgers won the World Series. Turner then left the isolation to join his teammates for a team photo while taking pictures. Turner removed his mask during the celebration, kissed his wife, and at some point he refused to comply with MLB security. The commissioner's office will launch a full investigation into this situation. This is the first and only COVID case to take place within the MLB bubble. Now let's get to our fun stat factoids in its epic return. Start with the Dodgers shortstop, Corey Seager, who in the World Series has gotten 5 go-ahead RBIs, which is the most ever by a shortstop in the World Series. Now let's get to Dodgers pitcher Julio Urias, who is the first ever Mexican-born pitcher to get a save in a deciding game of the World Series after his save in Game 6. of the 2020 World Series. Julio came in clutch for the Dodgers team, and he not only closed out this game, but he closed out Game 7 of the NLCS when Julio pitched three innings with allowing zero hits to close out the Braves. Helped do this for something very similar in the World Series when he pitched 2 1/3 innings pitch with zero hits for the Dodgers to close out the World Series. Now, that's all we got for our recap and our World Series wrap-up, tying it up in a nice bow. So let's go to our first break. But after that, we got some news to talk about. Yeah, a lot of news. That's right. We got some manager hire, some contract opt-ins, and some more free agents to add to the mix. So get ready for that. But first, we're going to go to a break. Remember, this is The Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. We'll be right back.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
For some of you, a mask could be a fashion statement. For all of you, a mask should be something that saves lives. Don't think, just mask up, and you'll potentially save someone's life. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Hello, we are back with The Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. I know what you're thinking. Where's Pablo the Pigeon? Where's Pablo been? Is he going to show up in this episode? And I will tell you right now, I have the answer right here. There he is, Pablo the Pigeon, coming in with our news for this week. Yes, thank you, Pablo. And with that, we have the news, so let's get straight into it with the White Sox, who hired Tony La Russa to be their manager. He is back, and let's see this old school type manager can deal with the analytics and the new school type of Chicago White Sox. We have some very new guys that are coming up and making a splash. Tony La Russa was an advisor for the Angels in the 2020 season, and now he is the White Sox new manager. Competitive team. Let's see what they can do in the 2021 season. The Tigers hired AJ Hinch, who's one season suspension just ended for his role in the Houston Astros cheating scandal as their manager. Now, he was available and the Tigers picked him up. They have hired him now. AJ Hinch will be their manager. Tigers have a lot of young players as well, and some haven't come up yet. Some have. Casey Mize, very good. Spencer Torkelson, here you'll hear about them later. But they can have a really big impact on this team, and this team is growing, and it's coming off a rebuild in the very near future, especially if they're going to hire a manager with experience like AJ Hinch. And you might still be there when this team becomes really competitive and when they make a legit run in the playoffs. So let's see what happens there. The Angels do decide to part ways with their assistant GM, Jonathan Strangio, so let's see what happens. They still need to fill their GM for this season. So we'll see what happens with that. Rumor is they should be making their decision before Thanksgiving. So I'll let you know when we find that out. So now let's talk about what's been going on this past week. This past week, we had a five-day period where players can pick up the options on their contracts and choose to stay with their team, or they can opt out and decline the option, and the player would enter free agency. The teams do have these same options with certain players, depending on their contracts and whether they have a team option or a player option to enter free agency or not. And we're going to see a lot of big names enter free agency this year that you might not expect to happen. But this is an unusual season we're coming off of. A lot of teams lost some money this year because of this COVID season, and we might have a lot of teams that are less likely to spend money coming off of this year. Might even see some teams that are hesitant to exercise these players' options, and we will definitely see that. We'll see some players put on waivers as well. So let's talk about some of the players that are staying with their teams or leaving into free agency. The Marlins exercised their option on Starling Marte, who was just acquired in the trade deadline in the 2020 season. Marte did suffer a fracture in his hand after being hit by a pitch in the World Series, in the Wild Card Series of the playoffs. He is very good, and he'll be a very good asset to this team in the future. A lot of people thought that they were going to pick up, Marlins were going to pick up the option on Marte. But now let's go to the Rangers, who declined the option for Corey Kluber, who they traded for last offseason. He suffered a grade 2 strain, was out for most of the 2020 season. Kluber, former Cy Young Award winner, has been suffering a few injuries the past couple of years, but he will come back, and he's going to be in free agency, so let's see what teams are going to want to pick him up. The Twins declined their option for reliever Sergio Romo. The Astros placed reliever Roberto Osuna on waivers. He had an elbow injury and missed the majority of the 2020 season. Indians placed closer Brad Hand on the waivers. He led the MLB in saves this year, and Brad Hand was a nominee for reliever of the year this year. Very big name going on waivers. No teams have picked him up, so he might go to free agency. Maybe not. We'll see, but he is on waivers. So, and the Braves decline the option on reliever Darren O'Day, very good reliever as well. Yankees pick up their option on Zach Britton, decline their option on Brett Gardner, and they also decline their option on J.A. Happ. The Brewers decline their option on Ryan Braun, a big part of their franchise in the last few years. And they also decline options on Jed Jerko and Ben Gamel. Phillies decline their option on Dave Robertson, reliever for them. The Nationals decline options on Adam Eaton, Howie Kendrick, and Anibal Sanchez, big parts of the World Series run in 2019. They also decline the option on Eric Thames, who they acquired recently this past offseason. The Rays decline options on Mike Zunino and Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton is a big deal. He's going to enter free agency and probably be one of the better starting pitchers to be available in this season. So let's see how that unfolds. Pirates decline their option on Chris Archer, another good pitcher with a lot of talent, could be a big success this upcoming season. Cardinals decline their option on Colton Wong. He's going to enter free agency, and looks like a lot of teams are going to look at him. White Sox decline option on Gio Gonzalez and Edwin Encarnacion. So see who picks up them. Really like Edwin. Think he's going to be a big hitter next year. Cubs decline their option on John Lester. They exercise their option on Anthony Rizzo, big part of that team. Nick Castellanos does not opt out of his contract with the Reds, will stay with them. And the Marlins decline their option on reliever Brandon Kitzler. The Padres decline their option on Mitch Moreland, who they traded for in the 2020 season. And these aren't all the players to enter free agency or from getting their options declined or accepting them, but these are definitely some of the bigger names that are entering free agency or being put on waivers, and that's a big deal for a lot of teams who could pick up these players and they can make really big impacts on their 2021 seasons. So, and I think some big names that are out there: Darren O'Day, Zach Britton, Sergio Romo, all hidden in the market. Brad Hand, of course, could be claimed off waivers. That could be a big piece for a lot of teams, especially on the back end of those bullpens. And, of course, big starting pitchers to enter free agency: Chris Archer, Charlie Morton, maybe even J.A. Happ. Corey Kluber, if he stays healthy, could be a great asset for a team. Some position players that are going to be available might have some good impacts: Howie Kendrick, Edwin Encarnacion, Ryan Braun, Colton Wong, and Brett Gardner. A lot of veteran talent between most of these guys. And all these players are entering free agency and going to make potential impact athletes. And we'll talk about those free agents that they will be joining in the next segment after the break. So, And first, let's talk about our players that are getting qualifying offers for this upcoming offseason. We have a few big names getting qualifying offers. These teams can take the qualifying offer or they enter free agency. And when they get signed, the team that will sign them will have to give up a draft pick to their former team. So let's see what happens from that. But there are some big names that are going to be available and get the qualifying offer from their former team. Some guys might take it and some might test the market depending on their talent if they think they can get more money. So let's see. Let's start with Trevor Bauer, potential Cy Young candidate this year for the Reds. He's going to be a free agent, but he gets the qualifying offer. So let's see if he takes. I believe they have 10 days to accept or decline the qualifying offer. Marcus Stroman going into the market. He will also be a receiver of a qualifying offer if he accepts it or not. DJ LeMahieu for the Yankees. Big piece for them getting the qualifying offer. You might even test out the market. We'll see about that. Some other guys. Kevin Gausman got the qualifying offer from the Giants. Had a good season this year. We'll see if he takes the qualifying offer. And it's pretty big news for a lot of these guys. Getting the qualifying offers. Very interesting. George Springer also qualifying offer. So that's very good for these guys. Now the top stories at the bottom of the hour for November 2nd, 2020. Only on Penguin Radio. And let's start with Arizona, who has already had more votes than in the 2016 election. And the election's not over yet. So, good for Arizona. Now, let's get to the 2020 election, in which a federal judge denies a bid to throw out more than 127,000 votes in Texas. And the Republicans, who sued and already appealed this. That is our top stories at the bottom of the hour for November 2nd, 2020, only on Penguin Radio. Now, back to the MLB and the baseball. A lot of free agents this year, a lot of money lost, and lots of options for these teams, for these players. Big names on the market this year. Let's see what goes down. Not as many pitchers as last year, still some big names. Trevor Bauer has said in the past that he does want to more than likely sign one-year contracts. Let's see what that happens, especially after the qualifying offer. It's very interesting for him, for a lot of other pitchers on the market. Do a lot of guys sign one-year deals and enter the market next year when it's a little better for them? They might, but these guys have options. Lots of talent and experience on these athletes. So let's see what happens. But first, we're going to go to our second break. And once we get back, we're going to talk about the nominees for the All-MLB team for the 2020 season. We'll talk about our free agents a little more. Free agent talk in the next segment. All about the offseason for this year. Big opportunities coming up for these teams to make a splash. Let's see what happens. Let's see. But first, let's go to the cutoff, man. But DJ Grandmaster Slam only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Yep. We'll be right back.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Voting is an essential part of our democracy, and democracy requires participation. And if I don't vote, someone else will, and I definitely do not want someone else deciding on laws that will affect me, my family, and my community. Voting is our civic duty, and civic duty is the rent we pay for living. So I hope everyone joins me in voting in every single election. For more resources on how to vote, visit www.eac.gov. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communications and Media Studies Department at the Dominican University of California.
Welcome back to The Cutoff, man. Yep, we are back with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That's radio.dominican.edu, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. So, we are back, and let's get into the All-MLB team for the 2020 season. Yep, let me tell you what it's about. So, for the All-MLB team, the fans get to vote. That's right. The fans, if you're listening, you can vote for who you think deserves to be on the team between the options that you have for every position. So very cool and awesome for the fans to get an opportunity to do this. Very similar to the All-Star game where you get to vote for your team, for the guys you want to be on the All-Star team for the All-Star game. And this is really cool. But with this, they won't be playing in the game. This is just to get the honors of being on the All-MLB team. Very similar, just different in this way. So let's get right into it. And you can vote. I go to MLB.com/fan/All-MLB team. Just go to MLB and vote if you want for these players. They're very good, very accomplished, and had good years. And they deserve the recognition. Now let's get to first base. Starting off first. With first base, start with Jose Abreu for the Chicago White Sox, Brandon Belt for the San Francisco Giants, Freddie Freeman for the Atlanta Braves, Paul Goldschmidt on the St. Louis Cardinals, Dominic Smith on the New York Mets, and Luke Voit on the New York Yankees. Some really talented guys in this team, and this is for everyone in the league. It's not going to be for one for the NL, one for the AL, I believe. I think it's both of them combined into one. That's why it's all MLB and not all American League or all National League. So, very good. Some really good guys on the team. Freddie Freeman, potential MVP candidate. Really cool. Now let's get to our second baseman for this year, Kevin Biggio of the Toronto Blue Jays. Robinson Cano of the New York Mets. Jake Cronenworth of the San Diego Padres. Cesar Hernandez of the Cleveland Indians, DJ LeMahieu on the New York Yankees, Brandon Lowe on the Tampa Bay Rays, and Donovan Solano on the San Francisco Giants. Some really good guys here. Go from Kevin Biggio, some young guy. So let's see who comes out on top for this. Got some young players, some older, very experienced athletes in this game. Let's see who wins it for the second baseman. But let's go to the shortstop. On the other side of second base, Tim Anderson for the Chicago White Sox, Xander Bogaerts of the Boston Red Sox, David Fletcher of the Los Angeles Angels, Jose Iglesias on the Baltimore Orioles, Corey Seager on the Los Angeles Dodgers, Trevor Story on the Colorado Rockies, Dansby Swanson on the Atlanta Braves, and Fernando Tatis Jr. on the San Diego Padres. Don't forget about Trey Turner, who was on the Washington Nationals. Ooh, some good names on this one. I don't even know who to choose from on this. You can go from Fernando Tatis to Corey Seager, David Fletcher, Trevor Story, Dansby Swanson. Wow, some great names and some tough options for this one. Might be the toughest one to decide, but I'll tell you about the other ones. And let's see. Let's go to third base. Start with Brian Anderson on the Miami Marlins, Alec Bohm on the Philadelphia Phillies, Manny Machado of the San Diego Padres, Jose Ramirez on the Cleveland Indians, Anthony Rendon on the Los Angeles Angels, Justin Turner on the Los Angeles Dodgers, and Gio Urshela on the New York Yankees. Some good guys here, very experienced, really cool. Now let's get to the catchers. Travis d'Arnaud on the Atlanta Braves had a really good postseason. Yasmani Grandal on the Chicago White Sox, Sean Murphy for the Oakland A's, Austin Nola on the San Diego Padres, and Salvador Perez for the Kansas City Royals. Really cool. And Don't forget about JT Realmuto, going to be a big name in free agency of the Phillies. And Will Smith on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Those are your catchers for the All-MLB team. So choose some really good guys. Hard to decide. Now let's go to the designated hitter. It's all these guys do. They hit. Now let's go to Michael Brantley of the Houston Astros. Nelson Cruz on the Minnesota Twins. Marcell Ozuna on the Atlanta Braves. Franmil Reyes on the Cleveland Indians. And Jesse Winker of the Cincinnati Reds. And for the designated hitter, this is from both sides of the league, because this year we had a designated hitter in both leagues. Really cool, and some pretty cool options. Outfielders, we got a lot of guys here. You could pick three from each for the outfielders. For every other position, for the most part, it's just one player. And you can vote once a day for this as well. So let's go to the outfielders. Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves, of the Atlanta Braves. Mookie Betts on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Michael Conforto on the New York Mets. Trent Grisham from the San Diego Padres. Bryce Harper on the Philadelphia Phillies. Teoscar Hernandez of the Toronto Blue Jays. Eloy Jimenez on the Chicago White Sox. Kyle Lewis, young guy, on the Seattle Mariners. Will Myers on the San Diego Padres. AJ Pollock on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Juan Soto of the Washington Nationals. George Springer for the Houston Astros. And Mike Trout on the Los Angeles Angels. And don't forget about Mike Yastrzemski on the San Francisco Giants. Yastrzemski, look out for them. Now for the pitchers, you can vote up to 5 players on this one. And there are some good names, had some great performances this year. Start with Chris Bassett for the Oakland A's, Trevor Bauer for the Cincinnati Reds, Shane Bieber on the Cleveland Indians, Corbin Burns for the Milwaukee Brewers, had a really good season, Carlos Carrasco, always finding a way to produce for the Cleveland Indians, Garrett Cole for the New York Yankees, Yu Darvish on the Chicago Cubs, Jacob DeGrom for the New York Mets, and Max Fried for the Atlanta Braves, Zach Gallen on Arizona Diamondbacks, and Lucas Giolito, who's starting pitcher for the Chicago White Sox, Kyle Hendricks for the Chicago Cubs, Clayton Kershaw for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Dallas Keuchel on the White Sox, Nelson Lamet for the San Diego Padres, really good young guy. Now, the other side of the spectrum with Lance Lynn, experience for the Texas Rangers, had a really good season. They thought they were going to trade him this year, didn't. Rangers might hold on to him for next year, but we'll see. Now to Kenta Maeda for the Minnesota Twins, Aaron Nola for the Philadelphia Phillies, and Hyunjin Ryu for the Toronto Blue Jays. Don't forget about Brandon Woodruff for the Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers got 2 guys on here, pretty cool. Now for our relief pitchers, you could choose 2 of these guys. Nick Anderson on the Tampa Bay Rays had a good regular season. Alex Colome for the Chicago White Sox. Edwin Diaz on the New York Mets. Jake Diekman for the Oakland A's. Brad Hand on the Indians. Liam Hendricks for the Oakland A's. Greg Holland for the Kansas City Royals. Jeremy Jeffries for the Chicago Cubs. James Karinchik for the Cleveland Indians. Drew Pomeranz on the San Diego Padres. Drew Pomeranz was off to a really good start of the season. Ended it really pretty well, too, but he was doing really good. Had a 0 ERA for his first, 11 innings, I believe. Really good. Trevor Rosenthal also on the Padres. Both Drew Pomeranz and Trevor Rosenthal on the San Diego Padres. Good for the Padres fans. And Devin Williams had a great breakout year this year for the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, let's get to our free agents for the season. We will get through them, highlight the 3 or 4 big guys for these free agents this year. So we're going to miss on a few, but we'll get through them. Start with JT Realmuto, James McCann, Yadier Molina, pretty cool. It's hard to see Yadier Molina not on the Cardinals. Jason Castro. Now let's get to our first baseman. Carlos Santana's out there, which with Mitch Moreland and Astrubal Cabrera. CJ Cron's out there too. Really good. our second baseman, our biggest name is DJ LeMahieu, Colton Wong. A lot of people are shopping around for Colton Wong, Jonathan Villar, and Tommy La Stella, and Kike Hernandez as well. On our third baseman, we have Justin Turner, big name Eric Sogard, and Todd Frazier. For our shortstops, Marcus Semien, Didi Gregorius, and Andrelton Simmons. Ooh, don't forget about Freddie Galvis, good name. Left fielders, Michael Brantley, Brett Gardner, Jock Peterson, even Jerkson Profar had a pretty good year. Good for him. Center fielders, George Springer, he's got the qualifying offer. Jackie Bradley Jr., Kevin Pillar, Jake Mariznick. For our right fielders, bring it to Adam Eaton, Cameron Maben, and Yasiel Puig still in the free agency pool. See what happens with that. Josh Reddick's in there too. For our designated hitters, ooh, some good ones. Howie Kendrick, Marcel Ozuna, Nelson Cruz, Edwin Encarnacion, Shin So-Choo, and Derek Dietrich, and Pablo Sandoval still there with Yoenis Cespedes. Pablo Sandoval was on the Braves in the playoffs. Really cool. Now let's get to our starting pitchers. Some big names. Charlie Morton, of course. Trevor Bauer with the qualifying offer. Mike Minor, Jake Odorizzi, Masahiro Tanaka, Marcus Stroman with the qualifying offer as well. Jose Quintana. Adam Wainwright's out there. Some big names. You can keep going on about this because there are really big names in this year. Corey Kluber is there too. And Chris Archer and Garrett Richards, big names. Or smaller names, but still good. Relief pitchers, there's some good ones if you want to rejuvenate that bullpen. Liam Hendricks, Kirby Yates, Brad Hand, Roberto Osuna, Brandon Workman, Ken Giles, Tyler Clippard, Mark Melanson for the Braves, Pedro Baez, good. Shane Green, Trevor May, Alex Colome, wow, some great names. Sergio Romo, really good too. Can keep going on and on and on about these, but we will stop and go straight to the break. Remember, this is The Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. When we come back, we'll talk about what to look forward to with some of the teams for next year. We'll be right back.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Citizens of California may ask the question, how can I vote? Well, Dominican University of California is dedicated to providing the answer to you. And here are a few voting methods you can use. Requesting a vote by mail ballot can allow you to vote from your living room couch, and all you have to do is return your vote ballot through the mail or return in person to your county elections office or on any polling place in your county. And you're done. Still confused? With any further questions you may have, you can text VOTE to go vote or call 800-345-VOTE. Stay safe out there and do not forget to go out and vote. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California.
Hello, we are back with The Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Yes, we are back. Now let's talk about some MLB teams. Didn't have the best season this year. And I'll tell you about what you can look forward to them when it comes to these teams for the next season. This is only positive vibes that I'm going to bring you about these teams. So no negative thoughts, only the positive. So expect to hear the good stuff. Let's start with the Pittsburgh Pirates. First positive vibe, Pirates have the number one pick in the 2021 MLB draft. So look forward to that. Yes, positivity. So they could secure a future icon there, sports icon, be on the cover of magazines maybe. Could have a great future with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Their top prospect is Nick Gonzalez, who is a second baseman and shortstop in single A right now. He is one of the top 100 prospects, and he is 32nd on the list. He was the 7th pick in the overall in the 2020 MLB draft, and his ETA is 2022. Now let's talk about some Pirates right now who are doing it in this season. Key Brian Hayes for the Pirates. He's 23 years old, young. He had a really good season in 2020. He had 85 at-bats with a batting average of .376, an OPS of 1.124, and OPS plus of 201. So look forward to watching him. Another fun player is Colin Moran. He had a good start to the season, had a batting average of .247, OPS of 0.797, and OPS plus of 115. Next up, let's go to the Texas Rangers, sending positive vibes your way. You had the second overall pick in the 2021 MLB draft. Their top prospect is the 50th overall in the top 100 prospects. He is Josh Jung, a third baseman in Double A. His ETA is 2021, so you could look forward to that in the near future. The Rangers got some players on their roster to look forward to. Lance Lynn had a great year this year. You have him for one more year. ERA of 3.32, a whip of 1.060, and 89 strikeouts in 84 innings pitched. Really good. Another player to look forward to is Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who has a batting average of .280, an OPS of 0.699. Our next team to send some positive vibes to are the Detroit Tigers, who have the third overall pick in the 2021 draft. Good news, you have a new manager, AJ Hinch. He might bring you guys a lot of wins. Let's see. They have two players in the top 10 prospects, being Spencer Torkelson, who is a third and first baseman, as a fourth overall prospect with an ETA of 2022. And they have the fifth overall prospect, Casey Mize, who's a pitcher, and he pitched in the MLB in 2020. So he's already there. He could have a future in the next season. We'll see about that. Player to look forward to is Yimer Caldelaro, a third and first baseman, about an average of .297, OPS of 0.872, and OPS plus of 135. Another player that's really awesome to see. Tyler Alexander, relief pitcher, really good. Had a really cool moment this year with an ERA of 3.94. A whip of 1.321, and he had 34 strikeouts and 36 and one-thirds innings pitch. Really cool. Next up, we got the Boston Red Sox. They have the fourth overall pick in the 2021 MLB draft. Top prospect is Jeter Downs, who is a 40th overall prospect. They got him in a trade last year. He's a shortstop and second baseman who has an ETA of 2021. Really good for them, and a player to look forward to for them next season. Did great this season. Alex Verdugo, an outfielder who they got from the Mookie Betts trade. He has a batting average of .308 with an OPS of 0.844, an OPS plus of 126. Another player to look forward to is Xander Bogaerts, a shortstop and third baseman for the Red Sox with a batting average of .300, an OPS of 0.867, an OPS plus of 131. Next, let's bring it to the Baltimore Orioles, who have the fifth overall draft pick in the 2021 MLB draft. They have the second overall prospect in the MLB with Adley Rutschman, who is a catcher with an ETA of 2021. Could look forward to that. Player to look forward to with them, Anthony Santander there. Right fielder with a batting average of .261 and an OPS of 0.890, an OPS plus of 138. Another player to look forward to, John Means, had a good year a few years back for his rookie year. Very good for him. He has an ERA of 4.53, WHIP of 0.985, and 42 strikeouts in 43 and two-thirds innings pitched. Our next team are the Arizona Diamondbacks, who have the fifth overall pick in the 2020 draft. They are looking good with their top prospect, Christian Robertson, who is the 39th ranked prospect in all of baseball, and he is an outfielder with an ETA of 2022, a player to look forward to. Nick Ahmed, a shortstop with a batting average of .266, an OPS of 0.729. Really cool. Another player looking forward to, Zach Gallen. Yeah, starting pitcher with an ERA of 2.75, a whip of 1.11, with 82 strikeouts and 72 innings pitched. Next up, we have the Kansas City Royals. Send positive vibes to them. They have the 7th overall pick in the 2021 MLB draft. Really cool. The Royals' top prospect is Bobby Witt Jr., who is a shortstop and ranked 9th overall. He has an ETA of 2022. A player to look forward to seeing this season. The next season is Brad Keller, pitcher with an ERA of 2.47, a whip of 1.026 with 35 strikeouts in 54 and 2/3 innings pitched. Another player to look forward to, Brady Singer, had some good starts this season around the end. ERA of 4.06, whip of 1.166 and 61 strikeouts in 64 and 1/3 innings pitched. Colorado Rockies, they have the 8th overall draft pick in the 2021 MLB draft. Their top prospect is Zach Veen, who's an outfielder and is ranked 49th overall with an ETA of 2024. A player to look forward to, Herman Marquez, a pitcher with an ERA of 3.75 and a whip of 1.261 and 73 strikeouts in 81 and 2/3 innings pitch. Player to look forward to, Antonio Sensatella, a pitcher with an ERA of 3.44 and a whip of 1.214 and 41 strikeouts in 73 and 1/3 innings pitch. Now we have the Los Angeles Angels, who have the 9th overall pick in the 2021 MLB draft. Their top prospect is Brandon Marsh, who is 73rd overall. He's the 73rd overall top prospect in ETA of 2020. A player to look forward to, other than Mike Trout and Anthony Rendon, is Dylan Bundy. He has starting pitcher with ERA of 3.29, a whip of 1.036 with 72 strikeouts in 65 and 2/3 innings pitch. Another player to look forward to, David Fletcher, second baseman. He'd go all around the field with them. Second baseman, shortstop, third base. He can even go left field. And he has a batting average of 3.19, OPS of 0.801 and OPS plus of 1.21 in the regular season. Our last team for today are the New York Mets, who have the 10th overall pick in the 2021 MLB draft. Their top prospect is Ronnie Mauricio, who is a shortstop and 47th overall ranked prospect in his ETS 2022. Player to look forward to, Dominic Smith, first baseman, left fielder with a batting average of 3.16, OPS of 0.993 and OPS plus of 1.69 in the regular season. Another player to look forward to, Jeff McNeil, a left fielder, second baseman with a batting average of 3.11 and OPS of 0.836 and OPS plus of 1.31 in the regular season. That's all we got for this episode, but I had a great time. Hope you had one too, and have a safe week, and I'll talk to you next time about all the MLB news and what's going on in the sport. Remember, this is The Cutoff Man with DJ Grandmaster Slam, only on Penguin Radio. That is radio.dominican.edu, 102.3 FM, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. So, had a great time, and we'll talk to you next time.